Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we have started quite a debate, almost inadvertently. Sometimes it's very vertently, but this is inadvertently. This is not what we expected. We'll get to that in a moment. We're watching the Little League game between Michigan and Italy, the consolation, because they both went 0-2, so they play each other.
The Grosse Pointe Woods Shores team.
Yep. And it's 8-7 in the bottom of the second. Michigan has come back from 6-0 down, take an 8-7 lead. If you looked in the lower right corner of the screen.
Number of pitches?
Nope. Oh, it just went away. They've got the scrolling graphic. They also, in the lower right corner, is it coming back? Yeah, look at it now. Lower right corner, below number of pitches. You see what that is?
No.
You don't?
Just now watch on ESPN2.
Yeah. They have a picture of an eclipse. Like they're keeping track of the eclipse on ESPN.
Well, because it's going to come in and make the field dark. They're going to want to get this game in.
Do they have lights? This is the international field. Do they have lights there?
I don't know. I don't know if anybody would. Do you think anybody would account for a freaking eclipse at this point?
Well, if you're playing a baseball game right now, you better have lights at your stadium. There's minor league games going on. I guess they could stop the game for the 2.5 minutes and they'll have total eclipse.
Well, but it's not leading up to it. You're going to get varying degrees of darkness, right?
Yes.
So that's the thing is that in about, I don't know when it starts, I think 1:30 or so, or is that when it starts?
Well,
to get
here
dark?
Locally, it will start to, the partial eclipse will start at 1:03. It'll be full eclipse, full on eclipse at 2:27, and it ends at 3:47.
So,
and then put away your glasses until April 8th of 2024.
So basically 1 to 3:45. So starting an hour from now.
Yeah. We'll start to see it get a little bit dark.
Which way this game is gone? This is still the second inning. I mean, this could very well be affected by the eclipse.
I don't know. I can't remember if I saw lights at the international stadium because there's two stadiums at Williamsport. One is where all the games, where all the U.S. teams play and where the championship game is played. I think the semifinals and all that. And then behind it is the international stadium, which doesn't have the hill. I don't know if the international stadium has lights. I suppose it probably does.
I don't know, but those kids are going blind.
I set the over-under at 42,000. I think 42,000 Americans will do damage to their eyes today.
Yeah, actually, I read an article online. It said the likelihood of going blind is not very likely. However, you can do damage to your eyes if you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nothing that you would feel. There wouldn't be necessarily pain associated with it, but you will notice that there is an issue with your eyesight. And for most people, that goes away after a week. But being somebody who has had poor eyesight since birth, the thought of anything that could permanently damage what's already been damaged is terrifying to me. So, yeah, I wouldn't be looking at it.
Any chance those kids out there have those flip-down solar eclipse shades?
Playing
the field?
Yes.
I would hope not because they're not going to be able to see any baseball.
Well, I think Oakley missed a prime opportunity here, guys. Oakley, Ray-Bans.
Yep. Yeah, somebody
the flip-down eclipse glasses for baseball players.
These would sell like hotcakes every, 20 years?
Yeah, that's right. Once every 30-something years, you're going to need these. 248-539-9797. Anyway, we started this debate because from the Junior World Series, this kid from Pennsylvania, Jack Regany, made a catch at center field against Chinese Taipei, where he jumped in the air at center field, caught the ball, fell over the fence. Now, we've made the statement, it's an awesome catch, and by baseball rules, it's an out. But neither you nor I, nor Kang, our producer, we all think you should have to land in the field for it to be an out. The catching it, it's cool, but as the rule is written, it's an out. I think the rule should be changed. I think you should have to be able to land back on the field for it to count. Like jumping over the fence to make a catch seems to me like you're making a catch. That's more making a catch out of play, in my view, than in play. But if you can catch it and land back in the field, That sounds to me like a real legit catch. People have debated this. 248-539-9797. Champ and Chump, get those votes in. My Champ of the Weekend Gator was Justin Verlander for his 8 innings of two-hit baseball against the best team in baseball. Your Champ of the Weekend was the kid from the U.S. Amateur?
That's correct. Doc Redman, who came back. He was dormied. Down 2-2 to go. Came back to eagle and birdie the last two holes and win them to force the playoff hole, and they won on the playoff hole.
My Chump of the Weekend is the Jets. My God, are they bad watching them in preseason football. Your Chump of the Weekend is...
It's a certain character from Game of Thrones, who I'm going to leave nameless right now because I don't want to be the spoiler guy, but let's just say that he's truly a cold-hearted bastard. And wow. He's setting up this great battle for the season finale next weekend, which will be more than likely a cliffhanger for the season 8, the final season of Game of Thrones.
248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. Let's get back to your phone calls. We go to Andrew in Redford. You're on 97.1 ticket. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, how you doing? You know, I just wanted to say that I got to be quick. Torrey Hunter, when it came up with that home run over right field in Fenway Park that terrible day a couple years ago, yep. I think you'd be singing a different tune.
I would have said the same thing. I would have thought, amazing catch. Yep. Absolutely amazing catch. But, you know, shouldn't he have to land in fair territory to make an out?
We said beforehand, I've been saying for years, I don't think that should be an out. And if Torrey Hunter did it, by the rules of baseball, it's an out, but I don't think it should be.
And that's the first time we brought that up. We brought this up. Was the following opportunity we had on the air. I figured that was a weekend game or if it was during the week. But next time we went on the air after that game, this was a topic.
Yep.
And I agreed with that. That was the first time I'd actually even thought of it.
I remember thinking it on the Jeter catch where he went flying into the stands.
Yeah.
Let's go to
in foul territory.
Tim in Redford. Hi, Tim.
How you doing?
Hey.
Great. About the out-of-bounds rule, I think it's crazy because if you can jump a fence and run up the alley and catch a ball, that's still an out. I mean, you're going to interfere with people in the stands and everything.
Well, you already have to deal with people in the stands in baseball, but I don't think you can do that. In fact, I'm almost sure you can't do that.
You can't climb the wall, stand on the wall, right?
You can climb the wall and stand on the wall. What you can't do is climb the wall, jump over the wall, and catch it while you're standing in the bullpen.
Oh, okay, right.
Right. But, I mean, people can clear a fence and catch it in the aisleway. I can see baseball players doing that.
It feels more like, again, to me, that's out of bounds more than inbounds. Out of play more than in play. Let's go to Scott in Trenton. Hi, Scott.
Hi there. How are you guys doing today?
Okay.
Couldn't agree with you more that should not be a catch or an out. By rule, the home run, you put the ball over the wall. And if you can't keep the ball this side of the wall or in play, it should be a home run. To me, it's no different. People say that it's a catch, it should be an out. It's no different than a hockey goalie or a soccer goalie catching the puck or catching the ball behind the line and still going into the net. It's a home run.
I like that comparison.
I do too.
Like that. If a goaltender trying to make the save on a puck and it goes past the line, but he makes the save with his with the glove hand, but the glove is clearly behind the line, it's a goal. It doesn't matter if he stopped it with his glove and then brought it back out. That's a goal.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.